Enkan, Mashkin Enkan, since the money is not here, he did not give her the money, so the fact that he gives her the Mashkin, the pledge for it, that means nothing. And Rashi says he didn't give her the Mashkin for Matono, that she should keep it. It's only to hold on to it until you receive the money. So the real Kedushin is with the money, and since he didn't give her the money right now, therefore we say she's Einam Kedushis. Rava Eisve Rava Rav Nachman. So Rava asked the question back to Rav Nachman. It says Alocha Kitcha B'Mashkin L'Kadeshes, that if you marry your wife with a mashkin, she is Mekadeshes. So it's a spiro. So my answer is no. Hosam B'Mashkin D'Achirim Ukad Rav Yitzchak. That the Brisa says if you want to marry your wife with a mashkin is good. That's good. You have somebody else's mashkin, and like Rav Yitzchak Salocha. The Yomer Rav Yitzchak says, Minayin lebal choyf shekoyna mashkin. How do you know that if you're the bal choyf, in other words, acher means here that you lent money to somebody else, and somebody else gave you a mashkin to hold on to it. That's what this man has already from before. This man is holding on to a mashkin, a pledge, that somebody else gave him to hold on to it for his loan. And the law is the person that receives the mashkin, he is kind of the mashkin. He has a kinyan mashkin, that's a yitzchak salacha. Shenemar, because that's the posit that says, it says when you return the mashkin and give it back to the owner, you get tzedakah for it. It's called like you get merits for it. So the question is, if you're not kerner, if it doesn't belong to you when you have it, so when you give it back, why do you get tzedakah for it? You're not giving anything away. So from this pasuk, Yitzchak learns out, mikan, from here we see and learn out, that labal choyv shekoyna mashkin, that the Baal Choyv, when he has the Mashkin, is really kind of the Mashkin, he has a kinyan in the Mashkin. So therefore, if the husband has already a Mashkin from somebody else, and now he goes and gives it to his lady, to Lashem Kedushin, there she's Mekadeshes. Because he tells her clearly, I'm giving you this Mashkin, so the type of a kinyan that he has in the Mashkin, he gives it over to his wife, that's being given over Lashem Kedushin, so the Kedushin is with the Mashkin, there it's good. In our case here is, you told your wife you want to give her $100. So if so, if you just leave a pledge, since the pledge itself she's not really kind, it's not like Shabbat Kesef, she has to give back this pledge. She's only holding on to it to show that she'll pay the $100, but as long as he did not give her the $100, we say she's ain't the Mekadesh. It's not called you gave her Kesef Kedushin. B'nei Rav Huna Bar Avin Zovin Hiyamsa. They sold an Oma, or they're buying an Oma, Bepriti, worth a priti. They made up, they're going to buy it for a pruta. Lehever biadayu, they didn't have the money. So, Eisvei Nascho Olei, they put like a pledge down, they put a piece of silver down. They told the guy, hold on to the silver until I give you the pruta, until I pay you. So the question is, by giving a mashkin right now, was he kind of, does he own the Omar, this Omar, Shishivcha Kananis, the Amto not, the maid or not? So Mor says, Lesef, what came out was, at the end, Aiker Amso. The maid became worth more. So the question was he already kainer it already when he gave the mashkin? Or do we say, no, he was not kainer the omer yet, so therefore if the price goes up, he's going to have to pay back more. So also the kainer the Rabbami, they came in front of Rabbami. Omalu, Rabbi Ami said back, you should know, priti enkan. No, since you did not give the pruta right now, you did not pay for it, nascha enkan. And it's also considered the nascha is not here. You just left the pledge there. That's what we had before. You wanted to buy it with a pruta, and a pruta you did not give. The fact you leave a pledge, that is not considered like you gave the mona. You gave the pruta. Therefore, you were not kern, you did not acquire this amma. Therefore, if the price goes up, they have a right to raise the price. They'll have to pay more now. Turn around, look like this. His kach leave a mona. If a man goes to this lady and says, listen, I want to marry you with a mona. And he gives her the mona. Nitalta, she takes it, because a rock to liyam, and she throws it into the ocean. Or lior into the fire, the chol dovrov, anything that gets, or she destroys it like. So the lachor is ena mukadeshes. We say she's not mukadeshes, that means she did not accept it l'shem kedushin. She's like telling him, I don't want it, I don't want to get married to you. That's why she throws it away. So the moros medayi called shadisinu kamei, mashmalo, she would just throw it back in front of him, then heavy kedushin. Then we would say, yes, that's considered like she's accepting the kedushin would be chal. So the question is why? Hokom relay shokol lebina. She's like telling him, take it, I don't want you. So why would it be kedushin? So Gemara says, true, avad, in such a case also she would not be mekadeshes. And rather, loy mi boy koma, not only this, but even that. Loy mi boy, not only shadi sinu kamei, where she throws the money back in front of him, to lay heavy kedushin. So that's not considered kedushin, because she's like saying, I don't want you. Abu zarak to liyam. But maybe I would have thought in a case where she takes the money and throws it in the ocean, or lior into the fire, Ema, maybe I would say there, kivun de mechayva buhu, since she's mechuyif to pay back the money. In other words, this man is giving her money right now. If she takes it and throws it away, so if she's not mekadesh himself to him, so then it's like she has to give back the money. So when she throws away this money, she has the chiyuv really to pay it back. So therefore I would have thought to say, kodesh nafshei. So what is she doing right now? It means that she's really accepting the kedushin. Therefore, she doesn't have to pay it back anymore. If so, v'hoto ko'ov d'hochi, so why is she doing this, throwing it away? I'll tell you, sovereign, she thinks like this. If the k, I want to check out l'hai garba, this man. Irasach nohu, oiloi, is he an angry man or not? Does he get angry now? So I want to check him out. That's what I would have thought to say. That really when she takes the money and throws it into the yam, she means to accept the kedushin. Now why is he throwing it away? She just wants to check him out to see how angry he'll get. So this we say, Kamashma, come teach us not this way. No, that if she takes the money and throws it into the yam, what she means to say is, I don't want to be married to you, and therefore there's no kedushin. Tana Rabbanan, not like this. His kachali b'mona. If the man says to the lady, I want to marry you with the mona. Then she answers back to Noam Liyamba, give it to my father. Oliyavicho to your father is Enam Kedushis. It's nothing doing. Again, she's like saying, I don't want it. I don't want Lashem Kedushin. What about if she says, Amanashi Kablam Li, give it to my father, your father, Amanasa, they should accept it for me? Like she says, let them be the Shriyot, accept it for me. Then we send the Kedushis, yes. That's a Lashem that she wants to get married to you. She just wants them to accept it for her. So more so like this, Tona, I want to say two cases, her father and his father. So Tona Abed says her father will dira koich l'resha. He says that in the resha, when she just says, give it to my father, she means not to get married. It's like she is saying, like, give it away. Even though she says it to her own father, still we say she does not mean kedushin. And Tona Avich wants to say his father, l'dira koich l'seifa. It teaches the Chiddush in the Sefer that when she says, give it to your father, like let him accept it for me, there we say, yes, she means Kedushin and she wants them to accept it for her. Even though it's not her own father, it's only his father, still we say she means L'Shem Kedushin. Hiskachli, what's going to be now if the man says, Hiskachli the Mona, I want to marry you with this 100. Then she answers back, Noim L'Ploimi. Go give it to somebody else. She says to give it to this person. So again, the locher is Einam Kodeshes. That's why she's saying, I don't want to get married to you, give the money to somebody else. So this is Einam Kodeshes. What about if she says, Amanash Yikab Lomli, give it to this person and he should accept it for me. He should receive this money. He should be like a shliach to accept it for me. Then we say, Mekodeshes. Yes, she means to accept L'Shem Kedushin, and therefore she's Mekodeshes. Now the Mora says, Utricha, I need both cases. Di Yashminon. Abavur just said the first price to Abavavichosamudichiomramanashikablumli. There I would say when she says give it to them and they should accept it for me, there we say she means Kedushin, having Kedushin. Why? The Samcha Daiti Elayu. Because she relies upon them. So Sovra, she thinks, Abdulishlichusayu. They will do my Shlichus. Therefore, she like means to get married to him and just give the money to my father. Your father, they'll take it for me. I will plenty. But when she says give the money to somebody else, lay. Maybe there she's not really same as that, and their kedushin should not be good. Kamashma, no. Still, since she says let that person accept it for me, we say she means kedushin. Now the Yashmin and Plaini, who just said Plaini, Hachuhu Dichi Omra Tenom LePlaini LeYabu Kedushi. There would not be a good Kedushin. Tulei Nekarva Dait LeGabe. She's not so close to him. LeNeis Vulei BeMatam Astam to give it to her present. Avul Abba VeYavicha. But her own father or his father to Nekarva Dait LeGabe. She's close to them. Eimu BeMatam YaYavisei NaLayu. Like maybe really she means to get married. She wants this money to be the Shem Kedushin. She's only saying, give it to my father, to your father for present. Tzricha, I need this chiddush there also. If she only says, give it to my father, she does not mean L'Shem Kedushin, but rather she would say, I don't want to get married to you, just give it away. Tana Rabbanan learned like this. His kachli b'mona. If the man says, I want to marry you with a mona, and she says, Tanoi magabi sela, put it down on this stone. So again, ain't the mekadeshes. It's like saying, I don't want you. It's ain't the mekadeshes. What about Tumho Yisela Shalom? Let's say the stone belonged to her. Then Mekadeshes. It's like saying, yes, I want it. Give it to me. Just put it down on this stone. Therefore, she's Mekadeshes. Boy, Rav Beva. Rav Beva asks a question like this. Sela Shal Shnei Yemaho. What's going to be the lach of this stone belongs to both of them? And this is what it says, Teiku. So Rashi before learned when it's her own Sela, then the Pshat is like her Chatzar. So she's Kerna of the Torah Sachatzerah. Taisa asked, because then when it belongs to both of them, it's still not good. Because when two people own a chotzer, what goes inside it cannot be kinder for one of them. So therefore it's not called kinder for her. So Taisa learns Tama to Swara, does she accept it L'Shem Kedushin or not? Like if it's her own stone, she means to accept it L'Shem Kedushin. If the question of the stone belongs to both of them and she says put it down, is that like saying Stam, put it down on the stone, I don't want you? Or maybe no, it's like saying still I want you and then the Kedushin would be good. So this Gemara says a Taiku. Now his kachli b'kika, the man says, I want to marry you with a loaf of bread. And she says, Tanoim lekelev, give it to the dog. Is ain't the Mekadeshes. Ain't the Mekadeshes, not Mekadeshes. It's like saying, I don't want you. But v'imhoya kelev shalom, let's say the dog was her dog, then we say Mekadeshes. Then she's like saying, yes, I want it, and give it to my dog. That's the way she wants to use it. Therefore she says, we say she's Mekadeshes. It's all called that she's nicha with the Kedushin. Boy, Rav Mori. Mori's question like this: what's going to be Kelev Rotsach Reho? A dog is running after her. Maha, what's the locha? In other words, in a case like before, where the husband comes and wants to give her a piece of bread, a loaf of bread, and she says, "Like, give it to the dog." So before we had, she's in the Mekadeshes. But here the question is: let's say the dog is running after her, and so she says, "Give the piece of bread to the dog." So now, what do we say? Since she's having a tremendous enjoyment here, that by the fact the man is giving the bread to the dog, she's going to say to herself, the dog is not going to bark at her, bite her. So therefore it's called she has enjoyment, so she meant to accept it, L'Shem Kedushin. Or Dilma, maybe no. Or Dilma, Motzi, Omrule, she could say back to him, Midiraisa, Chiyuvi, Mechayavta, Liatzulan. That Midiraisa, you are Mechuyiv to save me. If the dog is running after me, you have to save me anyway. Therefore, it's not considered I'm having a special enjoyment from you, and therefore I do not mean to accept the Kedushin. So this Gemara says, Teiku, this bites a suffix. If she really means to accept it, L'Shem, this Hanor that she receives, is it called she's receiving it L'Shem Kedushin? Or maybe no, still it's not called L'Shem Kedushin. Right, then. His Kachali B'Kika, where the man says, I want to marry you with again a loaf of bread. And she says, Tanoim Leoni, give it to a poor man. Say, in the Mekadeshes, that's like saying, I don't want it. I don't want L'Shem Kedushin, so she's not married. And Afilu Oni Asamachalo, even if it's an Oni, that she's responsible as she feeds the Oni. Still we say it's not, she doesn't mean to give her the Shem Kedushin. My time, what's the reason? Omulel, she says to him, the same way I have to feed this Oni, you also have to feed the Oni. In other words, there's a mitzvah stuck upon everybody. So therefore, since she does not accept the bread, but she says, give it away, it's like she's saying, I don't want you, I don't want the Kedushin. And even though she says, give it to this Oni that I have to feed, so if it wouldn't have been for this swear, we would say, well, just give it to me. It's like giving it to me. Like instead of giving it to me, I'm telling you, give it to my son, like give it to my yoni. It would have been good, but that's this new swear, no. She has a right to say, when I say give it to him, you're not giving it because of me. Because you have the same chiyuv to feed him like I do. So therefore, when she says give it to him, it means to say, I don't want the Kedushin. You have nothing to do with your money. Give it to a poor man. Hahu God, there was a man.